What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me once again, host of We Only Do One Take, Turch. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, Brandon, so good to be back and to dive into the world of terrible Australian music.
Always happy to have you on, bud. But before we dive into everything, people, you know the drill at this point. Go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod. Leave me a voicemail at 910-370-1604 with all your shit song suggestions and reviews. And while you're at it, check out our Patreon over at patreon.com/SSOTW. Sign up, become a glutton for punishment, get access to bonus content every single month. I am always excited to have you on, Turch, because when we have you on, it means that we are doing another America versus Australia showdown.
See, the great thing about these American versus Australian showdown is that you don't want to win, because that means you're the worst. You know, it's like the Biggest Loser, but the opposite, you know, it's fantastic.
That is the great thing about this show. It's like, yeah, you win, I guess.
That's right. Well, I think if more than anything else, I think your audience here want to listen to some terrible, terrible Australian pop music. And what I have for you today is a pop song by a woman named Nikki Webster. Now, I've got a little bit of backstory on Nikki Webster because I feel Americans don't know much about Australian pop, and a lot of Australians don't know a lot about Australian pop. So, Nikki Webster was just like a lot of American, you know, artists like Britney Spears and all that sort of stuff. They sort of were child stars and were pushed into some sort of limelight as children and are still trying to continue a career as an adult. Interestingly, though, Nikki Webster, people might have actually seen in the US. So if people in the US watch the Sydney 2000 Olympic Games opening ceremony.
Okay.
She was the 13-year-old girl who was like the main, you know, the story was revolved around her visiting like different parts of Australia and understanding Australian culture. So she became famous in Australia, at least, because she was that girl, that young girl, that 13-year-old girl. And she sang a song there. And then she also performed at the closing ceremony. And Australians thought, God damn it, we have a star. And as soon as she came, she was whisked away from the Olympic stage straight into a recording studio where a bunch of men from all around the world wrote her the worst bubblegum type pop songs you can possibly imagine and quickly whipped out an album. Anyway, she recorded this album. She became number two. The song became number two in Australia for 7 straight weeks. The album went platinum. And then after that, she basically did nothing. She was 13, 14. She made a return when she was 18 and did a nudie magazine called Zoo Magazine or FHM. There was the sort of two she did. She went quiet once again. And then in 2017, she re-released her big number two song in Australia called Strawberry Kisses and decided it's time to modernize that song. So she went from bubblegum pop to bubblegum pop, including rap. And I think today today that's what we're going to hear. We're going to hear Nikki Webster's Strawberry Kisses, including the 2017 version. I think it's Sam Mack, I think, is the extra rapper, who's an Australian rapper who also went nowhere. But together, they form this powerful combination of absolute terribleness.
Wow. I mean, with the exception of the brief stint of nudity in her career, this is really like a real Aaron Carter-style story where he decides to come back in the late 2000s and all of his new songs are just remixes of the songs that he was made popular by when he was like 10 or 11. So this fits.
It's pretty much the same. I don't know. Did Eric Carter also do... I only found out recently that she did... The Masked Singer. She was like in season 1. She came third in Masked Singer as well. So if Eric Carter did Masked Singer, maybe these two should get together and record another terrible album.
Oh no, he just rode the coattails of his much more successful brother.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But I think it's time that Americans get to experience some strawberry kisses. What do you think?
Oh, I'm excited. Let's get into it. Okay. Oh no. Nikki Webster back on the scene. Hold the fuck. It's like she crammed every single thing that she could into the intro of this. What the hell is happening here?
Yeah, like, you'll find throughout the whole song that usually in music, in Americans, you call them meters. We call it bars. Usually you try to fit the lyrics into the meter or, you know, within the bars and all that sort of stuff. And what she seems to have done is that they've written out the lyrics and they didn't really fit the lyrics within that space. So she has to fit in as much of this crap as she possibly can to ensure that the message of the song, which is very confused and doesn't actually make sense with all the metaphors, and we'll see later on, none of it actually fits within the song space that she's given. Not only that, she also can't sing, and we'll find out, you can hear more and more of the auto-tune really taking center stage as time goes on.
Yeah, and the beat behind this is so bizarre. Like, it starts out with this super upbeat, sort of synth-poppy kind of sound, which is what I was sort of expecting this to be. And then the background singer, or, you know, the background rapper, I should say, throwing in his yeah, yeahs and all that bullshit. You know, like, okay, that's a little weird. But then all of a sudden the music drops entirely for a brief moment and an acoustic guitar comes in for some fucking reason right before I'm assuming is the verse.
Remember, this song was initially released in like early 2000s. So this is like a re-release. Like, she's redone it, obviously.
Right.
So you got to remember, like, you got to think of what music was back then. And like, we were coming out of that phase of doing Latin guitar, you know, like Jennifer Lopez and all that stuff. We're putting that acoustic guitar in their songs every so often. This is the same sort of thing, but instead of going, oh, we're going to modernize the whole song and turn, you know, put a dubstep, because dubstep was, you know, probably still popular in 2017. Now they've gone, no, we'll just down tune it by, I think I worked it out to be like 3 semitones.
Okay.
Put a rapper in it. And that's all they did to the song.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, let's continue this.
Let's go. From the bottom of my heart, a boy, I gotta tell you this.
I gotta go back on that. That just caught me so off guard. What the fuck? What?
One more time. From the bottom of my heart,
a boy, I gotta tell you this. What? So fucking stupid.
Pause it there for a sec.
It's not really.
I just want to go through.
It's not really singing so much as she's talking at you.
My favorite is the lyric there is, boy, I've got to tell you this. Since the day we've been apart, you're the only one I miss. Fine. Perfectly, you know, crappy pop, teenage pop lyrics. And then this beautiful metaphor. I'm like a tree with no roots. I just can't live without you.
What?
Beautiful. I'm like a tree with no roots.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I guess that makes sense, but like, does it really? Does it?
You can imagine it, you're at your wedding and you go to your soon-to-be wife, go, oh, darling, without you, I'm a tree with no roots. I just can't live without you. You'd be like, you know what? Let's move aside you. Let's get the best man involved. And the best man could take your place.
I don't know. My wife might give me like a sympathetic awe with that one, but then in her head be like, what the fuck am I doing with this guy?
Yeah, when they watch the video back, they're like, what the fuck is going on? Anyway. That's okay. We're gonna find a lot of other metaphors like this that just don't pan out the way that they hoped.
I can already tell there's gonna be so much going on in this song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Thought we were just a summer romance. Nah. Nothing but a passing fling.
Huh? Huh? Hand of a plans. Now I'm a puppet on a string. Don't leave oh, okay. When you're there. Boy, can't you tell how much I care? Still see the sunlight in your hair. Hey, yeah. Oh, 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 of course they had to throw in an uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Look at this one. I thought this was just a summer romance. So we're going back to Greece, you know, the worst musical of all time. See, my heart had other plans, and now I'm a puppet on a string. Don't leave me dangling out there. Perfect.
It's so deep. In a song called Strawberry Kisses.
Yeah, yeah, and they never really go into what strawberry kisses are, and even in Australia, like, it's not even like an Australian saying that doesn't translate to the rest of the world. Even Australians are going, what the hell are strawberry kisses? Like, we don't know, and I don't think it's ever been properly explained, you know?
I mean, I don't, based solely off of the album cover here, I don't think she could figure it out either. There's a some astronaut on the front of this, and like, it's in space. It's so fucking weird.
Oh, so the original video clip to when she was 13, they couldn't do anything overtly sexual, obviously.
Right.
So what they did was, she was singing, the rapper wasn't there. Instead, she was singing to a cartoon alien Eiffel 65 style, blue double D double die. Like, you know, so you got this beautiful mesh of her singing, you know, into a microphone in futuristic clothes to a alien who is all CG, looking like the aliens from Eiffel 65, which is great. But we are going to get to the chorus now. This is great. Now, look, I'm a bit, you're a musician too. I know, Brandon, you play a bit of guitar. The chord progression for the whole thing is hit me with your best shot.
Okay. Yeah.
And you'll hear it, except they just butcher the hell out of it. Which just makes me really, really angry, thinking I could just be listening to Hit Me With Your Best Shot, which is a great song.
Oh, that's great. Okay. It is. I mean, and look, granted, you know, there's only so many notes and so many chord progressions you can play out there. I'll get all that aside. You could at least try to make it a little different.
Oh yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. I'm sure if you layered the Nikki Webster's vocals over the original, that, you know, that guitar part from Hit Me From Your Best Shot, it would sound better, only because Hit Me With Your Best Shot is a great, you know, rhythm section and all that.
Right.
But they're flying through the wind. All these strawberry kisses, but it's now time for Sam Mack to step up to the microphone. And I've always said this, Australian rap is the worst rap out of all of them. I know that my friends at AMR Radio are trying to convince me otherwise, but goddamn, Australian mainstream pop rap is the worst out of all of them. So are you ready for the cringiest rap you've ever heard?
Oh, I'm going to agree with you on this. Australian rap is pretty horrible. So yeah, let's see what this Sam Mack guy's got. My girl Nikki Webster, where have you been? Since you flew into our heart when you were just 13. That day in September, Australia remembers, was the year 2000, but it's with us forever. Now she's back on stage with an MC on a minimum wage. But ignore the haters, control the masses, and always believe in strawberry kisses.
All right. So now that you know the story of where she came from the 2000 Olympics, all of that sort of makes sense to your audience, which is the important thing. I like this bit here where it says, you're with an MC on minimum wage. I guarantee that he is on minimum wage, especially for this song here. But my favorite lines are, ignore the haters, trolls, and disses. Because I think you've got the video open there on YouTube. And tell me, are the comments activated?
They are not.
Not. So, you know, there must have been a bit of backlash up against this song. Or at least, you know, a few people having a bit of fun with with the revised version of this song here. So I don't think it was accepted as well as she might have hoped it would have been. But looking at a bit of history of Nikki Webster, how exciting.
Well, I mean, how could she think that this was going to be great when in her own song, there's a guy rapping about how she's been a has-been since she was 13 years old. It was like, oh yeah, you were great when you were 13. Whatever the fuck happened to you? Oh, you're doing this now? Okay.
We'll remember you forever at the Olympic Games. That I had to be reminded that Australia hosted the Olympic Games because it wasn't in my city. It was in, you know, Sydney, which is the worst city in Australia. But other than that, you know, imagine having to put your, you know, it's like all those rappers, like terrible rappers that try to put their whole backstory in their song. Or it's like, oh, I'm back, I'm back. It's like, mate, this is your first song.
Yeah.
You can't be back if you've never been up. You know, you can't, you know.
I mean, at least have a follow-up to it. Something, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, look, let's go into the chorus again. Always fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Just sing Hit Me With Your Best Shot in your head, and maybe we can get through it quicker.
No, this is a treat, Turch. Don't mistake it. This is glorious. Listen, your strawberry kisses. Nothing's as sweet. The taste still drives me crazy. I've been wishing my strawberry kisses. Oh my god. Does Sam Mack have a rap career? Like, now I want to know more about this guy.
Yeah, me too.
Holy shit. He might be one of the greatest hype men of all time.
Oh yeah, you know what's even great? So we have like a morning, like a sunrise morning show. He is currently the weather presenter for our morning show Sunrise. That's what he's doing these days. So
that
he's
makes
moved
sense.
Out of rap into telling us the weather.
Gee, I wonder why.
Now, this is the third and final verse here until we get to like the chorus over and over. But this has got some Australianisms in it, and we'll go through it as soon as we listen to it. But I think that you'll find that it's also got some the probably the worst metaphor of the song as well.
All right.
There's no question at all, boy, you're tops on my list. That's very Australian, saying, oh, you're the tops. You're the tops, right? And then this is that section that I always go, I can't believe someone wrote it, and then someone else obviously proofread it, and then someone sang it and thought, yep, perfect. It's, I'm falling head over toes.
Okay. Okay.
Usually it's head over heels.
Right.
You know, and that could fit in. And it's because toes doesn't rhyme with the next word, which is, you know, at the thought of your lips. So it doesn't rhyme. It doesn't need to rhyme. They could have said heels, would have fit perfectly in the bar, in the meter there. But no, they went toes. So I'm falling head over toes at the thought of your lips. I know you're crying. No. Can't find those pretty words to show. And then in the next bit, it's, me, how you feel deep inside. So it's, can't find these pretty words to show me how you feel deep inside.
It just broke it up.
They're just broken it up. It feels like, you know how the Backstreet Boys, like they went to Sweden and they all, like the words are all choppy and they don't really make sense because a Swedish guy whose second language is English wrote the words and it was more about fitting the meter.
Right.
Than fitting the words. That's how it is here, but this is written by an American and an Australian. Who obviously have no concept of the English language at all.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. Let's wrap this one up because the chorus is my favorite bit of the song.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
Look, Sam Mack is the best part of that. It really should have just been two verses of Sam Mack rapping, and then all of a sudden Nikki Webster shows up at the end of this, or maybe she's just the hook singer. I don't know. But at the end of that, you know, obviously this is very formulaic and predictable how it's going to go. Like when the chorus starts repeating itself, she then all of a sudden starts harmonizing with herself and really flexing her vocal chops. And I'm not saying that that was good in particular, but where the fuck was that effort the entire song?
If you listen to the original from when she was 13, like even back then she couldn't sing. There was, you know, no auto-tune or anything like that. But even the original had more power and effort throughout the whole song than this version here, where she's trying to make this dramatic comeback. So I think she was really relying on old Sam Mack over there, who's now a weather presenter, which is, you know, just makes me laugh even more.
I love it. Okay. Strawberry Kisses. It's the most intense I've ever thought I'd hear those two words.
And again, we still don't know what it means, but that's okay, because, you know, I'm sure in another 20 years she'll come back, you know, when Australia hosts I think we're hosting the Commonwealth Games in another 12 years or whatever it is. Maybe she'll come back. Maybe she'll make another appearance at the opening or closing ceremony. You never know. You never know.
Oh, shit, with a song this bad, she might make it the shitty song of the year. That's going to be her next comeback.
Oh, can you imagine? That'd be great. That would be the best comeback ever.
I'll send her a trophy. Don't worry.
I'll present it. It coming first in Shitty Song of the Year is way better than becoming third in Masked Singer Australia.
Absolutely. It's a real honor to get that golden shitty.
But Brandon, I think you've got something for me.
I do, yes. So let me ask you, Turch, are you familiar with the boy band known as Together?
I am not. Oh, this, I'm not, this but is I feel great. Like I'm going to be introduced to them.
Now, in case you're curious and you want to look them up, they're spelt the number 2 and then Gether. So
that's exactly how I thought that would be.
Okay, great. So a little backstory behind Together. They were at one point in time considered a sort of novelty boy band. They were created by MTV, and they were first premiered on a direct-to-TV movie with the same title as their name. So it was like a Spice Girls parody movie of sorts, I guess. I don't know. I've never seen it, but that movie became apparently successful enough for this band to create two albums and an ongoing series on MTV that lasted for over 2 seasons.
So they are the boy pop band equivalent of Spinal Tap. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, absolutely. And what what makes this great for me is that one of the members of this boy band is Chris Farley's brother, Kevin.
Oh. That's amazing.
It's 100% true. And if you watch the music video for this, I was watching the video and I was like, I'm thinking to myself, wow, Chris Farley showed up in this video. That's cool. But no, it's just his brother who apparently kind of looks like him.
I'm looking at Kevin Farley now. He looks exactly like his brother. My goodness.
Yeah. It's funny because it's a novelty boy band, but they ended up becoming somewhat serious and tried to be a thing. They even tried to make an attempt at a reunion in 2011 and 2012 after one of their members died, but it didn't fall. It didn't happen. So, you know, we're left with this shit. But the name of the song I have for you is probably their biggest hit, called The Hardest Part of Breaking Up.
Okay. I'm excited.
Now, we've all been through relationships. We've all, you know, it happens to get broken up with. One of the hardest parts of breaking up, Turch, obviously, is getting your things back from that person, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so this is a song about how difficult it is to get your things back from your ex. So with that being said, here we go. So, you know, it's not a terrible way to start the song off. It's a little repetitive, but they got you moving. They got you into it. Like, okay, together, tell me more. I'm interested. Give me the scoop. What is the hardest part of breaking up? Well, you're about to find out.
So long since I've seen your face. So long since I've...
Oh, and credit to them trying to auto-tune themselves. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Remember when you had to get CDs back from your ex-partner?
And it was a huge deal, yes.
Amazing. I'm glad someone's put it into a song, to be perfectly honest, because I've felt that pain before.
And it's crazy because the music, it starts out real soft and sentimental, and then it sort of ramps up and becomes, you know, like a Strawberry Kisses knockoff of sorts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The boys are singing and they're getting real sweet and sentimental. And then this guy is like, "We're breaking up." He gets real intense about it. Like, what the fuck?
I'm just looking at the gentleman, Brian Kierolf, who wrote the song.
Yes.
I'm just looking at his, like, what other stuff he's done. And we were talking about Aaron Carter before, and he also wrote a bunch of songs for Aaron Carter, including an old song that was on this show before. I think it was in the some of the worst songs from last year. That's How I Beat Shaq. He also wrote that song there. So
that tracks.
He's got some pedigree, this gentleman here.
Yes. All right, so here's the hook to this shit heap. So, in the course of this relationship, the things that matter to you the most are your not just one sweater, but multiple sweaters.
Multiple.
And that just one hat, and then apparently she stole your cat. Of all the things...
Come on, Brandon. How many times has your ex-girlfriend stolen your hoodies? I think I've lost more hoodies that way than I've bought hoodies, you know?
Well,
that's something that girls always steal.
Certainly more than cats.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe...
Like, you literally could have thrown anything in there that would have worked better than a fucking cat. And then there's a fucking meow that's in the mix too. It's so stupid.
It's bad.
Oh yeah.
So tell me, girl, do I have to say please, or do I have to...
The 2000s was the perfect time. I don't think they do this in music anymore, when they put like almost skits within the song.
Oh yes.
Like, I think Oops I Did It Again had that whole thing where Britney Spears is talking to that random gentleman about the necklace from the Titanic.
Yes.
You know, that was a glorious time for putting skits within songs, or Eminem would put skits in between songs on albums, and you're like, can you just not do that?
Oh, see,
I don't know if it's making a comeback or not. I hope it doesn't, because it's unnecessary. But having it right within, you know, because this was like the biggest, probably the biggest time for music videos as well. So I'm sure they would have put some visual to this audio that we're hearing. It's great.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because this song is full of it. There's tons of, like, mini skits that are peppered into the verses that sometimes distract you from the actual song. Just for a brief second, it throws you off from listening to it. But there are actual skits in this song, too. You did call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't got there yet.
We have you surrounded, you know. Hey, that's mine.
Oh, no, there's very much a Britney Spears Titanic-style bridge in this, too.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Man, you ever break up with a girl and she keeps your stuff? Man, what's up with that? I don't know, man. Something wrong. You know what I'm saying? Something wrong with that.
Okay.
Mickey Park up in this mug. Here we go, 1, 2. It doesn't equal us. You took my car, now I gotta take the bus. I thought I had a girl that I could trust. I guess I never knew my calculus.
My favorite part about these breakdowny bits out of all of it is that eventually this band here will have to do, like, you know, they tried to do a reunion, like you said, but eventually they, you know, they're not that big. They have to probably do a reunion, or they have to do something, which means they're probably doing festival shows.
Yeah.
Instead of like stage shows, right? So they're probably booked in at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon to do a festival show at a pop thing. And at like 3:15, they're playing this song, and then they still have to do the spoken word bit in front of a live audience.
Oh my God, it'd be amazing.
Like, you know, it's like the same as like the Taylor Swift breakdown in Shake It Off. It's like, hey, 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 you know, all that sort of, it's like, can you imagine, like, you've got to do, like, you know, when Taylor Swift is 40 or 50, when she's like going back to her country roots and doing country songs, because that's where the audience is, she's still going to have to whip out Shake It Off and do that spoken that spoken word bit.
That's true.
And it's the same for these guys here. They can get back together. They're going to be, what, like, you know, how old was Chris Farley? He would have been like, you know, like 50s or 60s now.
Yep.
That, if they were to do this again, they would still have to do this spoken word bit. And I think for me, that's the image that I've got in my head. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, and if they did it at a festival and I was there for it, it might be one of the greatest parts of the show, especially on a head full of acid, being like, what the fuck is this boy band doing at Bonnaroo? I don't understand.
This is amazing. Oh, I'd be 100% in. You know, it's like when, Spinal Tap have to do the whole introduction to Stonehenge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get the little guys running around. Like, at least they know that's funny. This is like they're trying to take... They've moved on from the fake album, the first one, into the second album, which is meant to be taken a little bit more seriously, have that career, like you said. And yet they can't get away from just being jokes.
No.
And
even the lyrics to this, like, are so stupid. I thought you were a girl I could trust, but I guess I never knew my calculus. Like, what the hell?
Well, you and me doesn't equal us, so, you know.
Yeah, it's...
That's the lyric I'm looking at here.
It's so stupid.
This one here. Oh, you took the car. You took my car, now I gotta take the bus. Perfect.
If you're gonna put a meowing cat in the mix of your song, you could get a meowing cat. That is 100% a human being doing a meowing sound. I know it's nitpicky, but
yeah. I think you're going to put skits in your song. Don't do it in the chorus, because I think a skit is, it's like a joke. If you tell the same joke over and over, it's, it loses its luster. Whereas it's like quickly, like that one about, like, you know, up the top here, when he was talking about the police being surrounded, that's funny. But having it in the chorus, bad choice, because you're going to repeat that 20 times. And unless you've got 20 cat noises that you can make, you're sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Right. And this is one of those songs I would have liked for the chorus. You know, like you keep talking about how this bitch has all your things. I would have liked for the chorus, you know, you put the sweaters, hat, and cat in the first part. In the second chorus, maybe change the items up and make it a little different. Add a little depth to the song. I know it's a boy band song. There's not supposed to be any. But, you know, just fucking try.
Well, I'm waiting for the key change, and I'm not expecting one, but I'm hoping there is, because that is pure boy band charm right there for the key change.
Oh, we got a little bit left here. Let's see how they finish it.
Yeah, that's a guy doing a cat noise.
Why did they end it with a meowing cat? What the fuck?
I'm sure the video clip to this is like a Michael Jackson Thriller style. It's like 20 minutes. There's all this backstory. You know, they've got that big intro sort of thing. And I'm sure on the album there's two skits, one before it, one after it. It's a whole theater. It's all the theater of the mind sort of stuff. You know, that's what they were going for. It's a concept album.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would have played you the music video, but the audio from the music video is tainted because they threw in those moments from, like, TRL or whatever, where it's just a bunch of 12-year-old girls talking about why they love the band so much in the middle of the music video. It's so fucking stupid.
Oh, that's so great. I'm going to have to watch that on my own.
Oh, you have to.
You're giving me homework, Brandon.
Dude, I'm not even joking. I implore everybody to watch the music video for this, because in one of those cuts, there's this like 12-year-old girl who's talking about one of the guys in the band, and she literally says, and I quote, "You plus me equals jail time," and that makes me laugh so fucking hard.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect.
That is great. So. Ooh.
What a doozy. What a doozy of a song you've brought in for me.
Yeah, this was a really, you know, usually when you come onto this show, I'll admit you kick my ass, but I feel like this is a fairly even matchup this week.
This is a fun one this week. Once you go to Bubblegum Pop, I don't think all the songs are bad in Bubblegum Pop, all that sort of like 2000 sort of style sort of stuff. So it's always fun when we do this sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But
it's going to be a tough choice for the audience this week.
Yeah, if you had to pick, though, Turch, which one were you going to go with?
Look, just because of the history of Nikki Webster and Sam Mack getting in there, I'm going to have to go my own song this week with the Strawberry Kisses, because I'm missing them, I've got to admit.
You know, I think I might go with you on it. I mean, look, Together is horrible, and I would love to see Chris Farley's brother compete for Shitty Song of the Year in December. But it's very standard cookie cutter boy band. Strawberry Kisses had a little something extra to it, and I honest to God think it's just Sam Mack that makes this song as fucking terrible as it is. Because without Sam Mack, this is just some standard teenage girl who thought she could be a pop star. Sam fucking kills it with this. I love it. I wish he had a rap. If you tell me that he's got a rap album, we gotta go through the whole fucking thing.
I'm gonna look it up right now, because that sounds like something we need to do.
Absolutely. But yeah, it's not up to either of us, unless you go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod, and you, the listeners, you get to decide which one of these audio abortions gets to move on in December. If you think Nikki Webster and Sam Mack have the shittiest song this week, then vote for them. Otherwise, Together is going to make their way through in December. And honestly, either one of these songs could go pretty far in this.
Oh, all the way to the top. Get an Australian to the top of the shitty song of the year list. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, you've brought some serious contenders, man. So, you know, there's a good chance that an Aussie's going to make their way through.
We can only hope.
Absolutely. But thanks, Turch. I want to thank you so much for coming on, man, and bringing one of the most entertaining songs as usual. I love these Australian versus America showdowns are some of my favorite episodes. We got to do more of them. But is there anything you want to plug before you wrap it up?
Make sure you follow us, the We Only Do One Take podcast, on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you'd like to send us some hate mail, a death threat, or a rant, you can record it on your phone or just email us at weonlydoonetakepodcast@gmail.com. We'll play it on the show. We'll do all that sort of fun stuff. We, you know, it's a complete shit show.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. So as always, this has been Brandon, and until next time.